We're doing Ein Yaakov. We're up to page Nun Hei in the standard editions, page Kuf Yud Zayin in the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda taught. Rav Chisda was one of the rabbis in the Amoraic period. His daughter was married to Rava. And Rav Chisda taught, Lo'olam Yashkim Adam Lo'otzad Shabbat. A person should always wake up nice and early in order to buy the things he needs for Shabbos. He says, get up early to get to the store while you still can get whatever you need for Shabbos. Shneimar, as the verse says, V'haya b'yom ha-shishi ve'echinu et asher yaviu. V'haya b'yom ha-shishi. Right away, when Friday comes, ve'echinu, people should prepare et asher yaviu, that which they will bring for the Shabbos meal. So the Torah is describing that people go out to collect the man. In the days of the desert, they were living off of the man. But Rav Chisda is stressing the point, v'haya, as right away when it happens, the Yom HaShishi, the Friday, the sixth day, so then v'echinu, prepare et asher yaviu, what you're going to bring to eat for Shabbos, l'alta, right away. So that's the idea, that early Friday morning, we get what we need for Shabbos. Some people, if they know the store is going to run out of their favorite challah, they even go and buy the challah before they daven. They want to make sure they're going to have the things they need for Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Abba, b'Shabbat chayav adam nivtzo al bet kikarot. On Shabbos, you have to make your hamotzi blessing on two loaves of bread. Dichtiv, as the verse says, lechem mishne, you get double bread. So the verse is talking about the man, that on Friday they would get double bread, so that it would last through Shabbos, they'd get a double portion. We take that to be a concept called Lechem Mishneh, double bread. So to commemorate the man on Shabbos, we, every meal, the Friday night meal, the Shabbos morning meal, and Sudah Shlishit, we make over two loaves of bread. We begin the meal with two loaves of bread. Now, we even do, if we were to add a meal, a fourth meal or a fifth meal, let's say sometimes you eat an early Shabbos morning breakfast, and then in the early afternoon, you go, someone has Sheva Brachos, or you have some kind of festive meal, you're joining someone else, maybe you're eating out, and you daven early, so you're going to eat breakfast before you go to eat out. So you might end up on that Shabbos eating four meals. Well, every meal, we begin the meal with two loaves of bread on Shabbos. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazin al Rav Kahana dina katre yuvatzachada. Rav Ashi said, I saw Rav Kahana, that when he made hamotzi, he would hold the two loaves of bread, and then he would only cut one of them. He didn't cut both loaves of bread for the Shabbos meal. Amar, he said, laktu. The pasuk describes, they gathered double bread. So he, at the beginning of the meal, we hold the two loaves of bread. However, we only cut one of them in accordance with what's necessary at the meal. You could cut both, but you don't have to. Rav Zeira bebatza akula sheruta. Rav Zeira, when he would cut his bread, so he would cut a piece that was big enough for the whole meal. In honor of Shabbos, he would cut himself a nice big chunk of bread that would last him for the whole meal. The Gemara says, Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi v'amechzi kirav tanuta. If you cut yourself a big chunk of bread, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, don't you seem like you're being gluttonous? Imagine, you sit down, they bring out a pie. And you know the old joke, you cut yourself a quarter of a pie and you give yourself a big piece. That's not nice. Cut yourself a small piece, you finish that. Cut another piece. Imagine you bring bread to the table and one guy says, yeah, I'll take that. He cuts himself a third of the loaf and he takes it for himself. We would say, that's not nice. Cut yourself a piece, you'll finish that. Take a second piece. But to take such a large portion, isn't that not nice? Ravina asked Rav Ashi. Amaleser Rav Ashi answered him, Kivan de kol yom lo avid, being that every day he cuts his bread into nice, normal sizes. V'haydana hu David, and only now in honor of Shabbos he cuts himself a big slab. Lo mechzik rav tanuta. So his family knows he always cuts small pieces. This is in honor of Shabbos. He cuts a bigger piece, and that's what he eats from the whole meal, and that's okay. So what we learned today so far is get up early to go buy the things you need for Shabbos. Number two, a person should have two loaves of bread in honor of Shabbos. Number three, even though you have two, you don't have to cut two, you could only cut one. And number four, when you cut it, so we have this opinion that says, cut yourself a nice big slice. I haven't seen people do this. When they cut their challah, I haven't seen people practically cut such a nice big slab. Maybe that's based on Kabbalah. Tanu Rabbanan. Kama seudot chayav adam lechol b'shabbat. The Gemara says, how many meals are you supposed to eat on Shabbos? We know, tlata. You're supposed to eat three meals on Shabbos. Avchit komer arba. But there's an opinion in the Gemara that says you're supposed to eat four meals on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shnehem mikar achad darshu. Rabbi Yochanan says, looking at the same pasuk, you could understand it to mean you're supposed to eat three meals or four meals on Shabbos. How so? The pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe." Moshe said to the Jewish people, they had come to Moshe and said, "We see a double portion of man. What's going on?" And Moshe said to them, "Ichluhu hayom." So today you'll eat that second portion. Ki Shabbat hayom l'Hashem. Today is Shabbos in honor of Hashem. Hayom lo timtzu v'asadeh. Today you won't find the bread out in the field. No man is going to fall today. So it says, Moshe told them, Ichlu hayom, eat it today. One time it says hayom. Ki Shabbat hayom, today is Shabbos, second time hayom. Hayom lo timtzu basadeh. Today you won't find it in the field. So Rav Chitka savar hanitlata hi hayom lebar meuta. Rav Chitka says, it says three times hayom, that means on the day of Shabbat, you eat three meals, plus the Friday night meal, so that gives you four. Rabbanan savre behadiuta, and the rabbis hold, and that's how we rule, that when it says three times, eat it today, 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 that includes the night and the day. Three meals covering both the night and the day. So we have our first meal at night and two meals by day, and that's how we rule. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Meshul Bar Kafra. We have a quote in the name of Bar Kafra. Kolam kayem shalosh seudot b'shabbat. Whoever fulfills and has three meals on Shabbos, nitzol mishalosh puranuyot, he will be saved from three problematic, terrible times. Mechevlo shel Mashiach, from the birth pangs of Mashiach. It's going to be a very difficult period, the times that Mashiach is coming. So it says that even the learned people will suffer at that time. So if you eat three meals on Shabbos, that's one thing you'll be saved from. Number two, Umedina shel Geinom, from perdition. Umimilchemet Gog Umagog, and from the wars of Gog and Magog. Mechevlo shel Mashiach, we have a pasuk, Ktivach hayom v'ktivat amnein chishlachem tereon v'rifnei bo yom Hashem. It says, Elijah the prophet is coming before the day of Hashem, Yom Hashem. So we see, the day of Hashem is a term for the period, the messianic period. And that's why if it says, you eat this bread today, it's telling you eat it today, it'll save you from the other day, the day of the messianic period, the period of the Mashiach, which will be a very difficult time. How do we know it saves a person from perdition? Because again, about the man, it says eat it hayom, today. And when it discusses perdition, perdition is called Yom Evra Hayomahu, a day of anger. That's a description of perdition. So if you eat the man on this day, you'll be saved from that day. And the third one is the wars of Gog and Magog. It says over here, eat it on this day. And the war of Gog and Magog is described as Yom Bo Gog, the day that Gog arrives on the scene. So again, you eat it on this day, you get saved from that day. So now we saw another few concepts. We said, you're supposed to eat three meals on Shabbos. Rav Chitka said four. We said the verse indicates three. The question is the verse talking about the night and the day, or only the day? And add to it the night meal. And then we said, anyone who fulfills the three meals of Shabbat will be saved from three problematic times, from three terrible times, the birth pangs of Mashiach, perdition, and the wars of Gog and Magog. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Kol ha-me'anigeta Shabbat, whoever makes Shabbos pleasurable, he buys delicious food, he makes Shabbos enjoyable, notnin lo nachala b'li mitzarim. They give him a portion without limits, as the verse says, as titanag al Hashem, the Navi Yeshaya Isaiah tells the people, enjoy with Hashem, that's on Shabbos, v'achalticha, and I will feed you, nachalat Yaakov Avinu, I will give you the inheritance of Yaakov. What's the inheritance of Yaakov? There's a difference between Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov's inheritance. Lo ke'Avraham shekatuv bo kum terech ba'aretz lo ka'al u'rochva. Avram was told, you have the land of Israel with limitations. Length, width, that's your portion. The land of Israel. So that's Avram. Yitzchak v'lo ki Yitzchak shekatuv bo, Yitzchak was told, ki l'chag zarcha ten kol ha'aretzot ha'el. Hashem told him, look around, you see all this land, this whole territory will be for you and your children. So Avram and Yitzchak both were told a delineated territory. They would get a certain territory that would be their families. But by Yaakov katuv bo, ufaratzta, you will expand yama v'kedma v'tzafon v'negba, to the west and east and north and south. So Yaakov is told that he will not be limited to the inheritance he has from Avram and Yitzchak, but rather he will expand beyond that. Yaakov is the only one of the patriarchs who is told, ufaratzta, right? The Rebbe of Chabad liked to sing this pasuk. Yeah. So that's because this pasuk describes that the people of Israel will not be limited. They will continue to expand. And that's what Hashem says, as titanag al Hashem, when you have pleasure, the way Hashem tells you over Shabbos, so then you will have the portion of Yaakov. That means without limitations. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, nitzol mishibud malchuyot, person who makes Shabbos pleasurable, will be saved from the servitude of the nations. He indicates from another part of the verse that when you make Shabbos pleasurable, that's the reward. Yes?
So the last two things that you mentioned are hard to put a hand on. Like, you know, they're talking about like first times of the Mashiach.